The world is changing, and here we are in 2025, and it keeps changing. So what do we need to do? We need to put on the love and send the love all across the nation. Because what the world does need is love. Love, sweet love. And what you need is love. It's the month of love. It's the month to love yourself and to love others and make heartfelt connections. And of course, tell people that you love them, right? We know today is here, but as we've seen in this world, so much is changing. Is tomorrow promised? So make sure that you put in the energy of love and tell someone that you love them. And make sure that people know how much you value them and their presence in your life. You're listening to Spiritually Speaking with Sarah, and that's me, Sarah Spiritual. If you'd like to learn more about me and the work I do, like to connect with your loved ones on the other side, you'd love to have questions answered about your personal matters that you can't quite talk about here live on the radio, then go to sarahspiritual.com. There you'll find all the different sessions I offer, as well as my upcoming classes that we have at the Expedito Center in West Palm Beach that is also streamed live, and you can participate from anywhere. So I'd love to have you join me. Well, we've got a very special guest joining us for our second full hour here for our 755th live show, 755 live shows here on national radio. We have Stacy Holler, and she's from Destiny in the Stars. And what we love is that Stacy every month takes the time to connect with all of our listeners and me and impart some astrological wisdom so that we know what's going on in the stars and how it's going to impact us and where the planets are in our houses. So let's say hello to Stacy. Stacy, how are you tonight?
Hello, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Are you with us, Stacy?
I am with you.
Great, Stacy. Good to have you here.
I'm always happy to join you. Happy February, month of love.
Month of love, or as the Hallmark Channel would say, Loveuary. So happy Loveuary.
Well, you got me singing. You got me singing All You Need Is Love, because I'm a Beatles fan.
All you need is love. Na, 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 na. Yep,
so
all we need is
love.
You sing
much better than me.
So, Stacy, how is the world looking from an astrological point of view? Please tell us what's going on. It's kind of crazy. Like, January definitely wasn't one of those calm little slow entrances into a year. It definitely lit things up.
No, and, you know, we have been talking over the past couple of months that there's a lot of energies that are challenging all of us, the planet, humanity. And that's why I thought today what we could talk about is, amidst all of this, where in our own personal lives we're going to get a little break, because two planets are going direct this month. And a lot of the planets have been in retrograde, which is very challenging. I know we spoke about Mars being in retrograde. The fiery planet of Mars has been in watery energy, and that hasn't really felt like a lot of fun.
No.
And Jupiter, which is the planet of opportunities and luck and expansion, that's been in retrograde. So I thought it would be helpful to take a look, since both of those planets are going to go direct this month. So where can we move forward? Where in our lives might be going a little bit smoother? And then at the end of the month, we do actually have a week where every planet is direct. So I want everybody to kind of focus on moving in that direction, because when we chat next month, we got a couple of retrogrades popping back. But in the meantime, let's look at the areas which in each of our signs that maybe have been holding us back. Maybe we've been doing some reconsidering, thinking about not seeing some forward motion, that we'll get a break with those planets going direct. So I thought that would be a good thing for us to focus on tonight.
I think that's a great idea. And, you know, any window of shift and change that we can all apply ourselves to move with a little resistance to no resistance would be most appreciative at this time, right? Because it's definitely been some challenges for a lot of people. So if there's a window of opportunity for us to move forward and go direct and get our ducks in a row so that we can power up for the next set of retrogrades, because from what I understand, Stacy, there's a lot of retrograde action this year, more so than direct peaceful calm. So there's a lot of retrogrades this year. So it's going to definitely be one of those years that we're taking a step forward and then we cha-cha back a couple of steps to reflect before we can move forward again. Is that correct?
Yes, but I'll put a little glimmer of hope out there. So in the beginning of April through May and June, we'll have most planets, almost everything except the nodes, indirect. So we will get a break. So the energies gives us opportunities. But, you know, we all have our own choices. And as you were talking about, we have to create our own love energy around us. You know, and when we talk about the energies of the planets, that's what's around us, but we all have choices, and we all create our own reality. So it's really a guide for us, but we need to take control, as a lot of what you talked about tonight, of how we want to live. So I thought that, yes, let's take a look at, for every sun sign, and if any of you out there also know your rising sign, pay attention to both, because for some of us, our rising sign resonates even stronger than our sun sign. So if you know both, see which one resonates for you. And if you know, I'm sure you all know your sun sign, pay attention to see where, if things have been holding you back, you might be able to now take the opportunity to put all your plans into action. How's that?
Yes, please. Let's take a move.
All right. So let's start with Aries. Now, for everybody, Jupiter went direct yesterday. Maybe you felt a little of that relief. So for you, Aries, it went direct in your house of communications. If there's projects you were planning in the works to get out there and communicate or maybe even start a new job, it's also about your neighborhood, what your local area is like, and it also is about your siblings. So if things have been a little not as great as they could be, you're going to have opportunities to smooth out those relationships now. Now, Mars, which goes direct, everybody, on the 23rd, Mars Aries is in your fourth house of home. So if you've been thinking about making changes in your home, maybe a move, a renovation, redecorate, now is the time you could move forward with those, and it's a time to enjoy your home and entertain. Now, Taurus, Jupiter is going direct in your second house of money and values. So now you could go forward with those plans to fix your finances. You may get some money coming in now that you've been waiting for. Maybe it's also time to ask for that raise. Now, Mars for you, Taurus, is going direct in your third house of communication. So get out, spread the word, share your ideas. And for you here with your siblings, once Mars goes direct, that energy might calm down a little bit. So if you haven't had those great conversations, still watch what you say. Mars is still fiery, but going direct, you can make some progress. Now, Gemini, Jupiter is going direct in your first house, in your sign. So the focus now is on you and your path and changes you want to make. And whatever you've been machinating about, changing the way you look, what you want to be in the world, what your path is, now you can move forward. And Mars for you, Gemini, is going direct in your second house of money. So time for your material security to get better. You could move forward, and money can be coming in. So the money for you is going to be in a better place when Mars goes direct. Now, Cancer, Jupiter is going direct in your 12th house. That's the house of healing and closures and making way for fresh starts. So for you, Cancers, really pay attention to your gut. Listen to your intuition and purge what you need to get rid of. Mars for you is going direct in your first house. So it's time for your goals to move forward and for you to be making plans of where you want to be and get active and focus on your own identity. Now, Leo, Jupiter goes direct in your house of friends and groups and teamwork and technology. So if you've been wanting to get out there and make new associations, join new groups, now is the time. Thinking about collaborating with someone, now is a great time to move forward with those projects. Now, your Mars goes direct in your 12th house, so for you, that's where the healing is going to be also, when Mars goes direct. Plan your next step. Start those transitions. Let go of what you need to let go so you can move forward. Now, Virgo, your Jupiter is going direct in your career house. So whatever you've been thinking about in your career, you're back in action, Virgo. You could plan that move, maybe a new job, maybe new opportunities, maybe a promotion and getting some recognition. So if you felt that you weren't getting those opportunities, now Jupiter is going direct right in your house of career. And for you, Mars is going direct in your house of teamwork and collaborations and projects. It's also about technology. So Virgos, if you've been working on some plans to do work in the technology arena, you could really get some progress now. Now Libra, Jupiter is going direct in your house of travel. Jupiter loves travel. Jupiter loves big travel abroad, the house of study, media. Now you could plan that trip. You might have opportunities presenting to yourself. Get out of your comfort zone and get out into the world. Your Mars is going direct in your house of career, so that's when you'll see some progress. Start networking. Make meetings with new business opportunities. Now is the time you can make progress now in your house of career when Mars goes direct. Scorpio, Jupiter is going direct in your house of very intimate relationships. It's also the house of joint resources. So you might see some luck with some stock or dividends or money from other sources when Jupiter goes direct. Maybe your closest intimate relations can move to that next level now. If you have debt, it's a great time to pay it down, and it's a great time to look at investments. Now, Scorpio, your Mars goes direct in your house of travel and study. It's also about media. So if you want to take that shot now of putting that blog out there or getting involved in something to publish, or you've been thinking about a trip or taking a new class, when Mars goes direct, those opportunities will be there for you. Sag, Jupiter is direct in your seventh house. That's committed relationships. That's personal romantic relationships and business relationships. So when Jupiter goes direct, you could have new possibilities. You could get over the hurdles. And if you're single, it might be time that you could meet someone. Maybe it'll even be during travel, since Jupiter is all about travel too. Or maybe you'll meet someone in a class. Or maybe that person will be a little different than what you're used to. Now, Mars goes direct for you, Sagittarians, in your shared resources house. So now money can go in a positive direction for you. If you need to reshuffle your shared resources with someone, get all the right info. Maybe money could come in from you from sources that you're not anticipating. It could be anything, like a royalty or a commission. Sometimes it's even an inheritance. Now, Capricorn, Jupiter is going direct in your house of everyday life. That's health and work. New health regimes. Now you can move forward. Make those healthcare appointments. Get your house organized. Finally, you could clean up house and kind of get everything in order in a positive direction. Now, your Mars goes direct in your house of committed relationships. So if it's been a little rocky with a business partner or a committed lover relationship, karma heads will prevail a little bit. And if you need to make new connections, now is a good time, too, for you to do that. Now, Aquarius, happy birthday to all of you. Jupiter is going direct in your house of romance. It's also the house of children. It's the house of showing your talents. So when Jupiter goes direct, Aquarius, get out. Connect with people. Reboot that project you've been thinking about. Show off your talents. And you, too, might be meeting some new people in a romantic way. Now, Mars goes direct in your daily life, so you too can make progress with your wellness plans, new routines. If you've been trying to break old habits and get in a better health regime, now is the time. Join a gym, clean up and organize. And Pisces, Jupiter goes direct in your fourth house of family and home. So if you've been thinking about what you need, you could move forward. Do you need to do that renovation? Were you thinking about a move? Have there been some, let's say, conflicts or challenges with folks in your family? Now you could start to clear the air and move forward there. Now, Mars is going direct in your house of romance and talents, too, so your love life moves forward as well, and you can meet some new people. And also for you, if it's been a little rocky with your relationships with your children, you get much smoother sailing after Mars goes direct. Maybe if you're thinking about adding a member to your family, there could be news of an addition to your family. So I wanted to highlight some of the areas where some of you might have been feeling more restricted and things not flowing as smoothly. The energies are there now for you to move forward in those areas in your life. And as Sarah says, if you live in love and you keep that love energy around you, and don't get crazy, everybody, about what's going on in the world. We cannot control all of that. But what we can control is ourselves and our lives and the decisions we make and how we want to live. And when we all live in love collectively, we'll see that in the world. Don't you think, Sarah?
See that we want to send out to the universe all the love that there is.
We want to live in love and build a collective of love. And that will help everybody because we need it in our own lives and we want to send it out to all those who need it as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Stacey, we send you much love. We're in great appreciation of you popping in every month to give us our astrological report so that all of our listeners know what to expect. And if you'd like to have a personal session with Stacey Holler, you can go to destinyinthestars.com. There you'll be able to see all the astrological offerings that she has. It's a great time to get your birth chart and know what's going on. She's got a lot of insight, and she's been tapping into the astrology world for 30 years. So she has her expertise behind us. So go to destinyinthestars.com and register for your session with Stacey Holler. Stacey, thank you so much for joining us here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. And I imagine we're going to rock around the clock with you next month when we march into the beautiful energy of spring and March.
I look forward to it. Thank you, as always, for having me. And I look forward to chatting again next month.
All right, honey. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Bye.